name is Greg, and welcome to Discovery Online. Today, our talk is about growing in faith, and our Bible reading comes from Matthew chapter 14, verses 21 through 32. It says, "Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake, while he sent the other people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting the heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, 'It's a ghost.' But Jesus spoke to them at once, 'Don't be afraid,' he said, 'Take courage. I am here.' Then Peter called to him, 'Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water.' 'Yes, come,' Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. 'You have so little faith,' Jesus said. 'Why do you doubt me?'" You know, I have faith in my wife, Jean. We've been married for 45 years and have known each other for over 50 years. And through all of that time, I have learned that she will always be there for me, that I can trust her completely, and that she always has our best interests at heart. But that level of faith didn't happen overnight. It's grown over the years to what it is today. Guys, faith grows over time. And so it is with God. I knew about God in my childhood because my family went to church. Then in my early 20s, I met God for real when I met his son, Jesus Christ. And from that moment on, I didn't just know about God, I knew him personally. And now that I've walked and talked with God for over 40 years, I have the faith to know for certain that he will always be there for me, that I can always trust him, and that he always has our best interests at heart. Clearly, my faith in God has grown over time, and to my credit, and listen now, I have put in the time for my faith to grow. Guys, time spent with God is time well spent, because time spent together grows greater faith. So what about you? How much faith do you have in God? Well, please trust me when I say that if you're not spending a lot of quality time with God, you probably don't have as great a faith in him as you could have. Why? Because time together with God grows greater faith. And please don't think that just going to church on Sunday mornings is enough. Think about it. Do you spend just 1 hour a week with the significant people in your life? Of course not. 1 hour is simply not enough. And isn't our relationship with God supposed to be the most important relationship that we have? Well, according to the Bible, it should be. So please listen to me now. Faith grows when we invest lots and lots of quality time in our relationship with God. Therefore, if we want greater faith, we need to put in the time. Guys, one of the main differences between you and your pastor, when people look at him and at pastors and think, what people of faith? The difference is we're spending lots of time with God. And when we do, that increases our faith. True faith takes work. True faith takes effort. True faith takes time. And guys, the time to grow that kind of faith is now, because a time is coming, and may already be here, when the Prince of Darkness will put our faith in God to the ultimate test. It will be a time of extreme persecution when, according to Jesus, many churchgoers will abandon the faith, they'll rebel against the church, and literally throw away their ticket to heaven just to avoid persecution. And sadly, the Bible says the smoke of their torment will rise for all eternity. So we need to grow a much greater faith, because greater faith will help us stand firm during this great tribulation, no matter how bad it gets. And those who stand firm to the end will be saved. Jesus said this in Matthew 24, verses 9 through 13. He said, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved." So if we don't want to be like Peter in the story we just read from scriptures, where Jesus looked at Peter with sad and troubled eyes and said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Then we better get going before it's too late. Hebrews 3, 12 through 14 says this, "So brothers and sisters, do not let evil cause you to doubt, or you may stop following the living God. But encourage each other every day while you still have something called," quotation marks, "today." And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to discover some things that will help 2 Peter verses 3, verses 17 and 18 come to life in our faith journey. That verse says this, "Be careful that you do not fall from your strong faith, but grow," there we go, "grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." In other words, grow in faith. And it's important that we do, and that we do it now. And if we want to do it, then I've got some following things here that will help us grow in faith. Number one, and most importantly, devote yourself to established growth moments. Devote yourself to growing. Remember that in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, which verse 42 through 47 from Acts 2 is the flagship scripture for this three-part series, it says this, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching." Let's reword that. They devoted themselves to growing in faith. So it's important that we devote ourselves to it, not just say, like it's a New Year's resolution, I'm going to give it a shot. We're talking about devoting yourself to growing in faith, making it a thing, and not just a thing, but the thing, the big thing in your life. Devote yourself to established growth moments. And those growth moments are varied within the church. And when you look across Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, it talks about gathering together in fellowship and in worship. It talks about going and doing good deeds in the community and sharing faith. So in those established growth moments, devote yourself to them. They in and of themselves aren't the answer, but you being involved in encountering God in them, encountering Jesus in them, encountering the Holy Spirit in them, that, guys, is the ticket to true growth, because you'll be spending time with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And spending time is what grows faith. So number two, focus specifically on time in the Word and prayer. Did you know that time in the Word is time spent with Jesus? In John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14, it says this, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." So Jesus is the Word. In 1 John, it's capital W. Jesus is the Word. But even more so in Revelation chapter 19, where we're getting an image of Jesus leading the angel armies as he returns to earth for the second time, it says this, "I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True." That's Jesus. "With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood." And now listen, his name is the Word of God. So when many people talk about spending daily time in the Bible, most people think of it about reading something and trying to memorize it or get something out of it. Well, it's kind of that, but more so it's spending time with Jesus. If Jesus is the Word, then spending time in the Bible or the Word of God is spending time with Jesus. And when we spend time with God, faith grows. And so, time in the Word is time spent with Jesus. And I also want you to know that time in prayer is spent with God. In Matthew 6:6, Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray, and he said this, "But when you pray, you should go into your room and close the door. Then pray to your Father. He is there in that private place." So time spent in prayer is time spent with God. And time spent in the Word is time spent with Jesus directly. And that's so important that we spend that time each and every day, quality time, in prayer and in the Word with God and Jesus. Number three, it's important that we pursue opportunities to experience God. It's one thing to, you know, actually read about Him in the Word of God, but to experience God. Gene and I have been on many, many mission trips with youth groups. We led our denomination's Hurricane Katrina relief effort for 4 years. And I am here to tell you that in those moments where people put themselves out there, and are totally vulnerable. I mean, we were building houses for people who lost their homes in the hurricane. And a lot of the, well, let's say most of the volunteers who came down had no real experience in construction. So we'd do some training, a lot of praying, and they were able to make things happen. And in those moments, they realized that what they did was beyond their control, beyond their abilities, that God was with them and God was helping them do the work. When we put ourselves out there, when we step out in faith beyond our pocketbooks, beyond our own abilities, and we trust in God, in those moments, we truly experience God in ways that are unequaled, in my opinion and experience, than any other ways. But it's also important that in the short term, you know, because we can't spend our whole life out on a mission trip, that we spend our time experiencing God through the opportunities provided by our church. And according to Acts 2, 42 through 47, that includes gathering and going. In 1 Corinthians 12, 27, it says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." So in other words, when we're hanging out with our church family, we're hanging out with the body of Christ. We're hanging out with Jesus, and we're experiencing God in that moment. And for gathering, in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, "Encourage each other and help each other to grow strong in faith. For where two or three gather in my name," this is Matthew 18:20, "there I am with them." So when we gather together, Jesus is with us, but Jesus is also there as the body of Christ. We are experiencing Jesus in that moment. We are experiencing God. And in going, Matthew said in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you," listen now, "surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." So as we gather, Jesus is there. As we go, Jesus is there. As we spend time in the Word, we're spending time with Jesus. When we pray, God is with us. We're conversing with Him. This is all about spending time with God and Jesus and having our faith grow as a result of the time that we've spent. And that leads us to the big idea for the day. Guys, if you want to grow in faith, then spend more time with God and Jesus in person, one-on-one, and in ways that include daily time in the Word and prayer, and then also by regular participation in gathering, growing, and going opportunities, whether they're ones that you come up with yourself or ones that are a part of your church. But again, it is so good to spend time with your church family because they are the body of Christ. When we spend more time with God, our faith will grow. And as our faith grows, we'll be less likely to ever abandon the faith. And a time is coming, and maybe near, when the greatest challenge Christians have ever faced will come upon us. Jesus said it'll be the worst persecution of believers by non-believers in the history of the world. But we don't just get ready for that. There's been many generations of Christians who have come before us that didn't encounter that moment. We may not encounter that moment. And whether we do or not really isn't the point. The point is, do we have enough faith that if we're alive to encounter it, we will stand to the end and be saved? And if we live in a generation that doesn't experience that terrible tribulation, I believe that God will judge us based on whether or not we would have stood in that time. Because God knows everything. He knows our hearts. He knows what we would do in those circumstances. So grow greater faith. And I've got some next steps to help you do that. First, reread today's Bible verses this week. They're listed just below the video. Number two, pray for devotion towards growing your faith. Pray that you would be devoted to growing. You would be devoted to time in the Word. You would be devoted to time in prayer. And you would be devoted to time gathering and growing and going with your church family. And in those moments, you will get to know and experience God and Jesus more and more. Number three, read the Word and pray daily. Read the Word of God and pray daily. And in these days and times, there's lots of people that we can tune in to listen to, bloggers we can read and podcasts we can listen to. And though it's okay to listen to those things or to read those things, you're actually getting the Word of God filtered through that person's agenda, their hurts, habits, and hang-ups, whatever's going on in them. And I would suggest that, though that's okay, I'm not going to argue against that, we're much better off when we spend time in the Word of God ourselves with the Holy Spirit nearby, helping us to know. That's what Jesus said. It is the Holy Spirit's job to help us to remember all that he taught and to know the truth. So reread today's Bible verses this week. Pray for devotion towards growing your faith. Read the Word and pray daily. And finally, number four, create more gather, go, and grow moments. Spend more time being the person that God has called you to be. And in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, and in many other places in scriptures, we come to understand that he has called us to gather together, grow in faith, and go and serve. And I pray that this word today helps you in that direction as you learn to spend more time with God by spending time in the Word and prayer and in church activities to the glory of God. Because when you're doing all those things, you are spending time with God, and your faith will grow and grow more and more to the glory of God and to the salvation of your soul. God bless you, and have a good week. In his name, amen.